All right, let's talk some politics. We have a lot of key elections coming up. Hopefully you already know that. And as we can get availability for folks, we're going to have them on the program here to talk about the issues, talk about why they're running, talk about what they want to do if they're elected, and so on and so forth. One of those is the 25th State Senate District. Now, again, we mentioned this last hour. You know, a couple of years ago, somebody redrew the map, and Center County used to be all together. Well, now it's, in a sense, cut in half. I mean, literally, the State College area is cut in half. Half going to the 35th district, half going to the 25th district. Most of the county is in the 25th district, which is currently represented by Republican incumbent Chris Dush. But again, in the November election, he is going to be running against Democratic challenger William McGill. And we welcome Mr. McGill to the program this morning. Mr. McGill, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and hello to all your listeners out there.
You're very welcome. A lot of questions as we go here, but traditionally we like to always start with, tell us something about yourself, something about your background, where you're from. Have you run for political office before? What sorts of work have you done? Tell us something about yourself.
Well, let me keep it very simple for you. I was born and raised in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. My dad was a union steel worker. My mom was a homemaker. I have two sisters. I have six kids. They're all adults, and I'm retired from the auto industry. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and so that pretty much makes up my background.
Auto industry. What was going on there exactly?
Well, I've had a lot of different positions. I've always said in the automobile business, I think I did everything except own a dealership. But I was a sales manager, a general manager, a salesman. I would take on things. I'll give you, for instance, we had a couple people quit in our service writing department in service, and so I fulfilled that role just by jumping in and doing it. So there isn't too many things that I haven't done in the auto industry. And when I retired, I was actually running a service garage for a company.
All right, now, just sort of an open-ended question. Why are you running for this particular seat? Why do you want to be the next state senator?
Here's what I believe. I think that with what I've seen with our current representation, you know, we need to do better. There's more things going on in this district that, you know, require us to look at. And again, I'm a go-getter. I'm pride myself in leadership. When I was in the United States Army, I managed two troop medical clinics at Fort Hood, Texas. So being involved and being a leader and knowing how to manage things, and my sales background, I believe, allows me to be able to negotiate. And I think that's something that we need to get back to in politics today. We need to be able to talk with each other and not be so divisive. And I think the way to do that is to put people like me, where I'm used to being able to sit down, and negotiate the things that we need to do to make things better. And obviously running because of the people. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the 25th district that we need to bring back to the people. And I believe working together with the people makes us all better together. And so that's why I'm seeking this office.
Now, if we go back to the April primary, your name was not on the ballot. You ran a write-in campaign, which is a little unique, I suppose. So I guess my first question, Mr. McGill, how come your name wasn't on the ballot? In other words, was this sort of a snap decision to run for this thing? You didn't think about that earlier? How did all that work?
Absolutely. I mean, let's be honest with everybody. I was not thinking about getting back in politics. I have experience in politics twice before, 97 and 98, in Lycoming County when I lived there. Be honest with you, what I was doing is I reached out to Zach Womer, who's running for Congress, U.S. Congress, and was seeking ways that maybe I could help his campaign with some of the experiences that I've had. And lo and behold, as things happen, Margie Sloboda of Center County approached me and said, hey, listen, are you running for any office, or has anybody asked you to run for any office? And I said, no. And she said, well, we need a really good candidate for the 25th district. After she and I discussed that, I decided it late, obviously, that, you know, that I would be happy to be the, you know, the candidate for the district.
Now, I mean, running a write-in candidacy is unique. I think it's a lot of word of mouth. I'm assuming maybe you had, I don't know, yard signs and so on. I mean, from when I remember after the election, I was just kind of looking at results and I saw your name like over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, what was it like running a write-in candidacy for, it's a pretty major seat, 25th State Senate. What was it like, you know, kind of, your name's not on the ballot, but you got to get your name out there. How did that go?
You have to rely on a lot of people to do that. You know, in 97, 98, I had pretty organized campaign committees and, you know, and a committee, a party, Lycoming County Party Democrats fully supported me you know, so we had lots of time in those days to plan. We didn't with this. I didn't get into this till the end of March. So when you take the end of March to when the primary was on the 23rd, we did some hustling. And again, not me so much. I mean, I was out there, but if it wouldn't have been for the seven counties that are in this district and their efforts at their party level, this probably wouldn't have never happened. So I'm very grateful to all those people for all the hard work. And listen, I'm very grateful for the people who took the time to write my name in. And I need to say a great big thank you to those people, because that takes a special effort at the ballot in order to write in a person's name on that write-in system. So thank you for doing that.
Now, the 25th State Senate District, again, we'll try to describe it here. It's part of Center County. Actually, land-wise, it's most of Center County. Clinton County, where you are, and then go north, Potter County, kind of go west and northwest over toward like Jefferson County and Elk County and so on, which I think is a predominantly Republican county. It's pretty red. Now, you're the Democrat candidate. You're blue, if you will. That's an uphill challenge, I would think, for any Democrat candidate. So do you see it as an uphill challenge? And what can you do to try to reach an audience that primarily is over on the other side?
Well, thank you for that question. And you're right. That it's a very large, you know, when you think about the 25th Senatorial District, it's the largest by land mass in Pennsylvania as far as that district goes. It's 268,192 people in a 5,405.8 square mile area. So you're right. Most of it is leaning red. But you know something? I don't look at color. You know, red and blue, they blur for me. And here's why. As I stated earlier, I believe in doing things better together. I think that's the message that I want to get out there. You know, if you want somebody that's going to work for the good of all people, that's me. You know, I'm your guy, because I just totally believe that this division that we're sitting in right now has got to go away. We're harming ourselves. You know, we're not bringing about the things that we need to have within the district or within the Commonwealth or even the United States, you know, by harboring this division. It hurts us. You know, we're much better when we work together, you know, when we talk with each other and we present problems. And listen, the problems that I encounter every day at my kitchen table, or what you may be encountering at your, they're no different. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't say, hey, this is a red issue, this is a blue issue. We're faced with the same things day in and day out as a people, and we need to overcome this animosity and join together and work together. And that's what I want to do. I want to be able to go to Harrisburg. I want to listen to the people in my district. I want them to be a part of my conversation. I want to go to Harrisburg. I want to do what they want me to do. And then I want to come back and I want to give them feedback on that. How did we do, or what are we doing? You know, how did it fit into what our agenda was? And that's what I'm looking to do. I think we can bring people together.
What are you hearing from your the folks in your district? What are maybe some of the the more important topics that, as you see it, that you want to tackle if you are elected?
Well, here's what the people are telling me, and it's great. Obviously, right now, one of the biggest things is women's health care, you know, women's reproductive rights, including choice. You know, we got a lot about voting. You know, voting's a sacred thing. I served in the United States military. I think that's a very important thing, and not that I'm looking for a pat in the back, because that isn't what I'm out for. But I think more important than serving the United States military in this country is being a voter. You know, we have to make people understand that's your greatest responsibility to our country, is to get out and vote. And I want to make sure that we're reaching the people, including our 16, 17, and 18-year-olds, the 18-year-olds who will be able to vote in November, but the 16 and 17-year-olds as they're coming up. If we teach nothing in our public schools, we should be teaching more about the responsibilities of being a citizen of this country and using your voice, your vote, you know, to make things happen instead of all this infighting and all this battling all the time.
All right. Now, Mr. McGill, you mentioned at the beginning of your answer women's health care. All right. Let's go back to that one. What do you mean? What should happen? What do you want to have happen with that subject?
Hey, listen, I've always believed that, you know, women should have the right to have the say over their own bodies. You know, I've been around a long time. I've never believed that abortion belongs in politics. I think it's a personal choice. It's not a government choice. What government needs to do for people that are seeking women's health care, and let's talk about abortion. I don't like the word, but let's talk about that just in the fact that government needs to regulate how those things occur. They need to make sure that they trust the doctors that we train in this country to be the medical professionals that are going to guide their patients to the right decisions. And what they're going to be able to make that decision based on what they think is right for their own bodies. We've got to get government out of people's personal lives. And, you know, that's a prime example. Women need to be in control of their bodies, not men.
All right. Now, I've got to follow up and ask, all right, with this issue, do you think it should be unlimited? Should there be limits to abortion somehow? And from a state level, it would go into like the state constitution and that sort of stuff. Do you think there should be some limit or just unlimited?
No, that should, 100% women's choice, okay? And again, I look at it from a medical standpoint, being in the United States Army, running two troop medical clinics. I have medical background. You know, it's health care. It's part of your health care. You know, women should have the right to make the choice of what happens to their own bodies. And again, if abortion ends up being the choice that they make, then so be it. That's their choice. You know, that's why we have a free society. That's why we have a free will. You know, is that a choice that maybe I would want my daughters to make? Maybe not, okay? But on the same token, that's up to families and clergy and the people involved, like the woman or the her spouse or her significant other, you know, to take that and discuss and make what's the right choice for them in the long run without restriction.
All right. Again, our guest is William McGill, who is the Democratic candidate for the 25th State Senate District. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. When we come back, Mr. McGill, I mean, education and education funding seems to be, they're hashing out the budget right now in Harrisburg and still working on it. But education funding apparently is a big issue, schools and so on. So when we come back, we'll pick up there. Folks, you're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. On a Thursday morning, we'll come back with more of our program right after this.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead, exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Discover a whole new world right here in your own backyard. Happy Valley is where you'll find everything from beautiful outdoor spaces to fantastic shopping and nightlife to the Central PA Tasting Trail. And you're already here. So plan your staycation and look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. Remember, whether it's you and your family or out-of-town guests enjoying the things we take for granted, lines are shorter and rates are lower in the middle of the week. Your next adventure begins now at happyvalley.com.
Plan your midweek getaway today and find lodging at happyvalley.com. Explore dining destinations, interesting attractions, historic sites, sports, shopping and boutiques, caves, and the Central PA Tasting Trail. Our hotels, inns, and bed and breakfasts are ready for your visit. Plus, rates and wait times are less during the week. Your adventures can also include hiking trails, biking, geocaching, and walking driving tours, too. Look for insider information at dispatch.happyvalley.com. We're in the center of it all. Plan your adventures today at happyvalley.com.
Do you have everything for your next get-together, party, or event?
Did somebody say something about a party?
Let the 64 Beer Store take care of all your party needs with great beverages and snacks. With over 400 beverage offerings, they have all of your beer, wine, and soda choices in one location. They also have kegs for the bigger events, too.
The 64 Beer Store, 1/2 mile north of Interstate 80, Lamar, 6102 Nittany Valley Drive, or call them at 570-726-8687.
The Lesser Lumber Classic is Central PA's premier all-star football game. Presented by Lesser Lumber is brought to you by Ford Sports Emporia, Lycan's Market, Glen O'Hara Baker Incorporated, Galen Drival Bliss, Brothers Pizza Belfont, the Central Hall Farm Store, and Lesser Lumber. The Lesser Lumber Classic will be held at State College's Memorial Field on Father's Day, beginning at 5 p.m. exclusively on
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont wants to congratulate all the graduating seniors from Belfont Area High School and Bald Eagle Area High School. The education of our young people are important for our future growth in the community. When planning for your graduation party, count on Brothers Pizza to take the stress off of your plate and let us do the cooking. Call ahead at 355-5581. That's 355-5581. Brothers Pizza, 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont.
The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com. The State College Spikes are hitting the field all summer long. Enjoy fun, affordable family entertainment as the future of baseball is on display in Happy Valley. Spike teams have something for everyone at the new look Mettler Field at Lebrano Park. From great giveaways to fantastic deals, from special appearances to plenty of fireworks, all the way through September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or get the schedule and buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
A Thursday morning, you are listening to Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff and Scott with you. Again, we'll have a little open phone time and some extra open phone time coming up at the end of this morning's program. Again, Bald Eagle Area Baseball rolls your way about 10:15 this morning. First pitch will be at 10:30 as the Eagles look for back-to-back state championships.
All right, politics is a sport, sometimes a bit knockdown, drag-out type sport. But it's of sorts. Again, we welcome William McGill, who is the Democratic candidate for the 25th State Senate District seat, which again represents most of Center County, at least land-wise, kind of cuts the greater State College area kind of in half. State College Borough fits in the 25th District. Some of the other surrounding townships are in the next one, so you just kind of need to know who you've got. But we welcome Mr. McGill to the program, who is the Democrat running for that seat this year, currently held by Republican incumbent Chris Dush. Now, Mr. McGill, I mentioned education. I mean, that's getting a ton of coverage down in Harrisburg about funding and this court case and public schools in the state and some not getting enough money and so on and so forth. So let's keep this an open-ended question. What are your views about education here in the state? What should happen, you know, with funding and so on? What do you think about education?
Well, here's what I believe. And again, education is also one of my one of my main topics that I think we need to work on. But I think we need to do funding on a more equal balance, on a more equal basis. A lot of times we hear about, the cities of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Scranton, you know, receiving excess funding for their schools. But we live in a very rural area, and why are our kids less important? And that's the question that I've always asked. You know, our kids deserve the same equal treatment that all the other school districts do in the more populated areas. And so, you know, I want our kids to be able to thrive and understand that, you know, they're getting the same quality education that's being offered elsewhere. And not that we don't get that with our teachers and stuff, but they're limited. The funding's the problem. It always comes down to this money issue, and how do we distribute that equally? Well, we have to be more fair, that's for sure. I mean, we've got to make sure that, the other school districts throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are getting their fair share in our state budgets, and it comes down to just that, you know, making sure that the funding's there. What's the biggest concern that teachers talk about, you know? It's talking about not having the materials or the funding for materials that they need to adequately teach their kids in these classrooms. And when I go to Harrisburg, that's going to be a topic. Hey, listen, I've always said, you know, I've got a voice, and I use that voice. You know, I'm not going to go to Harrisburg and be a one-issue representative or senator. I'm going to be talking up for the people of this district. You better believe there's not enough voices being raised in defense of rural Pennsylvania. We seem to go along to get along, and some of our rural representation seems to just fall in line. And I'm not a guy that falls in line. And so that's how we're gonna attack education from the funding standpoint of it.
All right, now let's go in a slightly different direction. School choice. Some folks like it, some folks hate it. Governor Shapiro at one point was for it, then he kind of backed off, and now he's kind of in the middle. I'm not exactly sure where he is on that one. But let's talk to you. The idea of school choice, what do you think about that in Pennsylvania?
No, I don't believe that that's the way to go. You know, we have great school districts throughout Pennsylvania. We just have to make sure that they're getting equal opportunity as far as what they're learning in the classroom. And I think when you start making choice, that kind of a choice, you know, in education, you know, you're going to have an imbalance. You know, you're going to have kids and parents wanting to go to the schools that they think are are most popular. I think it just redistributes everything. I mean, you're going to have areas that are probably going to lose population when you start doing that, because people are going to want to move to where they think the better schools are. You've got to maintain that integrity of keeping it balanced throughout the Commonwealth. And I think I don't think giving school choice is the right way to go.
With what about the potential legalization of marijuana? Where do you fall on that issue?
Well, I'll tell you how I feel about that. I think we have to look strong and hard. We've already have one drug that we've legalized that's caused a lot of problems on our roadways, and that's alcohol. Do we really, really, really want to put another impairment drug out there that's legal that people are going to be able to have access to that may cause even more problems on our highways as far as impairment or even within our homes? You know, I don't care what people do within their confines of their own home. I mean, if we can legalize marijuana and make it so that, you know, we can control the safety factors of its use, that's fine. But we haven't done a real good job of doing that with alcohol, and so I'm a little concerned about that with marijuana.
All right, sir, a question about economic development. You might have touched on this just a little bit earlier. You mentioned this state senate district is big. I mean, land, big. And not exactly, now we're doing okay here in the greater State College area, Center County, I guess, but a lot of spots economically not booming, have been struggling for years. So my question to you is about economic development. What would you like to see happen? And if you're elected state senator, I guess, what what can a state senator do to try to boost economic development in all of the areas of this particular district?
Well, here's what I think. I believe that we spend an awful lot of money trying to reach out to large corporations and companies to locate here. Okay. These guys get large amounts of funding. They get tax breaks. There's other incentives that are thrown in there. Some of them sign on for 5, 10, 15, or 20 years. But then at the end of that, or when it gets time for those contracts or those agreements to end, what do they threaten us with? They threaten that they're going to pick up and leave. Okay? I'd like to see us do a little bit differently, and let's invest in the people who already are in the communities, already established businesses who may want to expand. And so what's that mean? Well, you look at the downtown areas of rural areas. Hey, listen, by the way, we were given a bill of goods when we were told that malls were the end-all to all shopping problems in our country. And look what the malls left us with. They come in, they pretty much closed all of our downtown business districts because everybody wanted to shop at a mall. And then they turned around and they close and leave, and leaving our downtown areas, a lot of them in distressed shape. And so what we have to do is start investing in the people that want to create jobs locally. And that also is going to help. You know, we have a population decline in our district. That will also help keep people here, because if we can invest in them and send some of that funding instead of offering the tax incentives and things that we do to large corporations, let's do it on a program that helps people locally who've lived here all their life to either expand their businesses or let's help them create new businesses. And then I think that will help us grow some jobs and do some other things. And we're going to have people that are already invested here. You know, they don't want to look anywhere else. They want to create their jobs here, expand here, and be successful here. And I think that's where we have to start looking. We've got to start investing in the people locally.
All right, maybe a related question. State government right now is sitting on a $14 billion surplus. And, yeah, that's a lot of money. And there's been debate, obviously, in Harrisburg. Okay, what are we going to do with $14 billion? So, Mr. McGill, let's throw it to you. Let's say you're elected in November. You start serving next year. What should Pennsylvania do with that $14 billion surplus we're sitting on?
Well, again, I think we need to invest in people. You know, we need to bring that back to the people itself. And you know, I understand that the current senator has an idea that he believes, in tax breaks. You know, the people don't really benefit from those tax breaks. Businesses do, corporations do. But we have to bring it back to the people, and that's why I like the governor's plan. I like the fact that Governor Shapiro, you know, wants to invest in that money, at least half of it. I mean, I think we need to have a reserve. So at least half of that money, $7 billion of it, back into the community as far as with education, with broadband expansion. And that's another thing we didn't talk about is broadband. You know, how important that is to get that up and make it equal in these rural districts, in these rural communities. We have to help them do that. But that money can serve the people, and that's where we need to put it, in programs, into things that are going to help people individually with maybe their kitchen table issues. You know, there's lots of things out there that we can use that $7 billion for, half of that money, to improve the quality of life for people, not only here in rural central Pennsylvania, but also in other areas.
All right, let's talk business a little bit. All right, $7 billion, are you talking like all at once, that we just spend a whole lot of money all at once, or is this divvied out over a number of years? I mean, how fast, all the different things that you mentioned, how fast should this be?
Well, let me tell you something. One of the problems that we have right now in our nation is we're kind of a fast food society. We want to do everything now. We want to do everything right up front. And there are crucial programs out there that need our attention financially. You know, well, there are things that we can invest in currently that, you know, would need that and desperately need that money. But again, these are things that you actually earmark that money for, but with more discussion. And obviously, again, it's just not throwing money at stuff. We want to make sure that we have the right information and that we've done the right research to make sure that when we're spending money like that, that it's going to places or programs that absolutely are going to benefit from it, and it's going to work for the people. You know, it's not going to end up just being thrown to the wind. And I think that's what we have to do. I mean, there's lots of work to do on that, and there's lots of things that I think that, again, we have to work together. That's why I think we've got to end this division in our politics and bring people together. There's a lot of work to do, and there's a lot of good to do. And listen, Democrats don't have all the answers. Either do Republicans. We have to work together. That's how we come to the common. You know, I consider myself a moderate. As a moderate, I think you work to the middle, you know, and you listen to both sides, and you finally come to an agreement. You know, you don't draw lines in the sand and create more chaos. You've got to be more concerned about working for the people of the Commonwealth for the common good. And that's where I think I'm at on that.
All right. Now, you mentioned Governor Shapiro. I've got his name on my list. What's your opinion of the governor so far?
I think the governor and I are in line on a lot of thinking. I like some of the things that he's talked about with education. I like his ideas on expanding broadband and internet services. I think we have to get connectivity to more of our rural areas. And again, just talking with the people. I do a program called Straight Talk from the Sidewalk, where I go out into communities and I set up and just meet the people. And one of the big things that I get, especially from areas like McKean County, Potter County, and those areas, they do not have great access to internet or connection to, you know, to the internet. So we've got to do better that way. And there's ways to solve that, and we have to do it. And Shapiro's on top of that. And these are things that I think that the governor and I, you know, being elected as a senator, he and I would work well together on. I think there's things out there that I agree with. There's things out there that I don't always agree with him on. But again, that's part of being human nature, right?
All right, we're almost done here. Just a couple of minutes. I want to get an opinion from you. Now, granted, I'm going to mention two names, and they are not directly involved with Pennsylvania state politics, but of course everybody knows who they are and what's going on. So, Mr. McGill, I'm just curious, what is your opinion of Joe Biden, and what is your opinion of Donald Trump?
I'll give you a generic answer on that. I believe that on the ballot this November is democracy and is freedom. I think those issues are what's facing us most, and that's why I want to encourage people to get out and vote. If you've never voted before and you are registered, now's the time to do it, because you have a choice. Your choice between two presidential candidates are a self-declared dictator with an authoritarian rule and absolute power versus a guy who believes in the Constitution of the United States. A guy that's fought for years as a senator, as a vice president, and now as president, that wants to maintain the integrity of our Constitution and wants to make sure that all people are treated equally and fairly. And so that's the answer on that, and that's the only answer that you need to vote on this November. Is do you want to change the way the United States look? Or are you happy with what we've had for the last 245 or 250 years? We need to make a solid choice this time, and it rests with you, the people. Obviously, the courts aren't settling anything. Obviously, the Congress is too busy fighting in order to settle anything. So we have to settle it at the ballot box, and those are your choices. And I encourage everybody to please get out and vote this November.
One more just quick wrap-up question, Mr. McGill. We're roughly speaking 5 months until the election. We've talked about a bunch of things here. Why should somebody vote for you in the 25th district? Why should somebody vote for you in November?
Well, as I've already stated, you know, I'm a very straight talker. I'm very direct. I'm not afraid to give you my opinion. I'm not afraid to come straight out and tell you the way I think things are. And again, this isn't based just on my thinking. It's based on me talking with people. Listen, I come from a family that, my parents struggled when I was a kid. My dad ended up doing well later on. But coming from a blue-collar family, I understand the problems of budgets and things that were challenging to my parents over the years. I mean, we have got to start thinking more in terms of we the people, and we the people means bringing people together. You know, I have a vision, and my vision is that we can make politics respectful again. You know, I believe that with that vision, you need a voice. You can't have somebody, you can't elect somebody to send them to Congress in Washington or to the state legislature, and those people just sit there and not use their voice to fight for the people in their district. And yet, we just don't seem like we have those fighters that are fighting for the people of rural Pennsylvania. And so that's where I want to be. And so as I talked about, you know, straight talk's important to me. Straight talk is me talking directly to you, the voter or the citizens of this district, and getting your feedback on how I can serve you better. And then making sure that I'm doing that, and I'm doing it in your voice, not in mine. Listen, I was retired for 2 years. You know, it was fine for me to be retired. I came out of this because I think I can bring people together. I believe that being your state senator, I can do great things for you. But again, I make no promises. Promises only get broken. But what I do tell you that I'm going to do is I'm listening to your voice, and I invite you to talk to me anytime, any place. And I'll be happy to formulate the plan that I need to have to make sure that things improve in the 25th district of Pennsylvania.
Well, Mr. McGill, we appreciate your time this morning. And as things continue, I'm assuming we'll have State Senator Dush on the program sometime. We'd love to have you on again, maybe come fall, once we get a lot closer to the November election. I'm assuming we could get you on again about around that time.
I would enjoy coming back and talking with your listeners. That would be great.
All right. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much again.